This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Joining us this morning, Buffalo School Board member Larry Scott. We're talking about the announcement earlier this week of the retirement of Buffalo School Superintendent Tanja Williams Knight. Larry, thanks for being on with us this morning. I want to ask you first, did this come as a surprise to you?
Good morning, Brian, Susan. When I first heard from the superintendent, I would say about 3 weeks ago, regarding her desire to retire, it was a surprise. It certainly was. But I understood where she was. She has been all the way from a Buffalo Public School student to a counselor to a principal, central office administrator, up to superintendent, and she has more than earned this opportunity to retire and spend more time on herself and with her family.
What will you remember her for doing for this district?
I think if we look back when she began, it was a tumultuous time, and immediately she changed the outlook, trajectory of Buffalo Public Schools. She embraced open and thoughtful communication, highly accessible and responsive to the board, staff, community, parents. And throughout her tenure, she faced some significant challenges, tragedies, and always faced those head on with grace and thoughtfulness. And just when there was a crisis all the way up to this week, a crisis in a school, she would go right to that school the next day and meet with staff, assess the situation, provide support. So I think all of that has been felt by all in all of our schools and the community at large.
Yeah, it was kind of one of the things that we mentioned yesterday from an outsider's perspective of, you know, what you hear about the school district. Sure, all school districts are going to have their issues, but that chaos factor seemed to be way down over the last couple of years. You didn't really hear about Buffalo schools in a chaotic way. People yelling at each other in board meetings, things going haywire like that. It seems to have really died down over the past few years. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. And I'll just, one recent example was Wednesday night. We had our regular board meeting, and we finished before 7:30, which is remarkable. When I began on the board, there were times where I was getting home after midnight. So we certainly, and the superintendent with the board has embraced our student-focused outcomes governance with clear goals on improving math and reading and our graduation rate. And I think with the superintendent's partnership, we have become more efficient, effective, and she prioritized safety because some of that chaos had to do with safety. And for me, there was a period of time where it seemed like every day we were getting messages about something really chaotic and unsafe happening. And knock on wood, this year in particular, it has been very minimal that we get those messages or that communication from the superintendent about something significant happening. And a lot of times, honestly, it's outside in the community that's being brought into our school.
You know, for all of that, is part of you sad that she's leaving? I mean, if you think about it, there's been a long line of superintendents who've come and gone in Buffalo, and many of them didn't end well, but this one did.
Yeah, I completely agree. Completely agree. And I think just being a Buffalo Public Schools parent with two boys in Buffalo Public Schools, that's what's made me most proud about her leading the way. And her team leading the way. And I think there's a lot of people that are feeling very similar to myself. And she has certainly had an impact to the point where for the first year, we saw an increase in enrollment after several years of declining enrollment. So I think that is a concrete example of how her leadership has shifted the view of Buffalo Public Schools from the community and our parents citywide.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Does it make you nervous at all, you know, to what Susan just said? I mean, the past few, until now, the past few superintendents have been pushed out the door, you know, didn't walk out the door, necessarily speaking. What will this process look like, and does it make you nervous at all that, you know, kind of this is happening for the first time in a while when you might not have wanted it to happen?
Yes, I mean, the board leadership, myself as a vice president, Cindy McEachin, first vice president, and of course our board president, Dr. Kathy Evans Brown, have had some serious conversations about next steps, and we began to have those with the entire board, and we'll continue to have those through February and March. And there's anxiety amongst the district leadership, cabinet members, about what's to come. And I think we certainly need to ensure that there is a clear process that is going to continue the progress that has been made. And right now, the board leadership is recommending that we appoint an interim, and we do that in March so that that person can, with the superintendent, Dr. Williams-Knight, begin to transition into that role come July 1st and ensure that things are moving in the right direction. And then we are looking at conducting a full search for a permanent superintendent that will take several months. And we do have a big board election coming up next November, where 6 seats are up for election. 3 incumbents are not running. So there will be new board members come next January. So that certainly, I think, is going to play into some of this and hopefully won't impact it in a way that's going to create chaos and instability.
Okay. And quickly, Larry, should the search be local, national, or both?
I personally believe that it doesn't have to be national. I'm not opposed to it being national, but I think we've seen with Dr. Williams Knight being from Buffalo, being a part of Buffalo Public Schools, how significant that was with her leadership. It's important for me to know that someone knows and understands the diversity of our population, the needs of our population. And so I'm not opposed to a national search, but I don't think it's absolutely necessary.
Would you consider that almost a lesson learned here? You know, where, you know, so often we have been talking about the national search, we're bringing in the best available candidate, but then it doesn't take long for, you know, all the accusations to fly of, what does this person really care about Buffalo, or do they even live here in the first place?
I think it should certainly, because of the example with Dr. Williams Knight, should be a priority in our search and who we determine as the next superintendent. And I think, as we did with Dr. Williams Knight, we heard from the community that they wanted somebody from Buffalo, from the community that understood BPS. And so I think we're going to hear that again as we incorporate the community in this search process.
Larry, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member here on WBEN.